Hello, and welcome to this evening's performance of Scratched Up Radio Theater, a locally produced program on KKRN FM 88.5 Community Radio. My name is Bob Christensen, your host for the evening. Tonight's show, Man on the Bench, was written by Jim Dowling, a Shasta County, California writer. And now, sit back, relax, and imagine the main street of French Gulch, an 1870s Shasta County boom town. The stage has just arrived. Two young men disembark, hoping to strike it rich.
We done it, Artie. French Gulch, California, land of milk and honey.
Sure is a long way from Haines Ferry.
And I say good riddance to that forlorn and impoverished place.
I kind of miss Aunt Rayola's cooking.
Oh, I'm hungry too. But that's gonna change real soon.
I do like them mountains, almost like home.
Don't be going all homesick on me. Take a deep breath, brother. What you smell?
Horse manure, a little wood smoke.
No, that there's the sweet smell of success. There's fortunes being made here, and we're gonna be a part of it.
You can smell that?
It's a saying, for Christ's sake. Means we've arrived smack dab in the middle of untapped opportunity.
What we gonna do now that we're here?
Something big. Make a name for ourselves. Whatever it takes that we can walk into a nice hotel like that one there, and folks will say, "Hey, there go the Fugger brothers."
And they'll pronounce it right?
Every time. When we pass, the women will smile, men will tip their hats.
Hat tipping, there a reason for that?
Customary gesture, a way of showing respect of men of influence, important men.
I expect you got a plan, Dale. Want you to know I'm ready.
That's what I'd like to hear. But right now, patience is called for. We need to get acclimated. Get the lay of the land, as they say. We don't want to rush things.
Heck no.
Being from Tennessee, we have an important advantage.
Sure as heck do. Like what?
No one knows us. Don't you see? It's liberating. We can be anyone we want to be. Possibilities are limitless.
Anyone we want? I got an idea, Dale. Can I tell it?
Sure. Let's hear it.
Let's be gold miners. Why not? Everyone's finding gold around here.
I didn't come out here to bust my ass digging in the dirt. We got our fill of that back at home. Those days are behind us.
But gold!
Artie, shut up. Leave me thinking. I ever steered you wrong?
The pencil drawing. Swore it was fine art, gonna be valuable someday. I traded you a prize shoat for that drawing.
You're getting steamed over that? It was an important life lesson. Besides, that pig run off.
You don't like my ideas, Dale.
Whoa there, big fella. We need to concentrate.
You never have. You don't take me serious.
Well, settle down, Artie. Maybe I was a little too hasty. We could try a hand at some gold panning. Sure, let's do that.
We'll find some, Dale, I swear.
First we have to... Wait. Artie, you still carrying around those wanted posters?
You bet! Every outlaw west of... Hey, what you asking for?
The one of sheet iron. Still have that one?
Maybe. Why?
Jesus, I'm not gonna take it. I just want to look at it.
How come?
Because fortune's smiling on us. Brace yourself, Artie. Look over there. The bench.
Real nice as far as benches go.
No! Look at who's sitting on the bench.
I supposed to know him?
If I ain't mistaken, that's the outlaw, Sheet Iron Jack.
That's an outlaw? A real-life gunslinger?
Pretty damn sure. Only one way to know. Fetch the poster.
All right. No, not in this pocket. No, not here either.
Your boot, maybe?
Stick a gum in that one. Combs in the other.
Hat?
Chaw of tobacco.
Shirt?
I checked.
That leaves... Artie, tell me you didn't.
Sorry. I ran out of places to store things.
Okay. Be quick about it. No one's looking.
Found it. Little wrinkled, but that's the one.
Hold it up. Just like that. There. See the scar on the cheek? The handlebar mustache? Yizzeree, that is our man.
That's Sheet Iron Jack?
There a problem with your hearing?
Well, he ain't much to look at.
Same could be said about you.
Kinda old. All wore out, if you ask me. He sure don't look dangerous.
No accident, Artie. It's how the man stays alive.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. All them killers do it.
Do what?
Try to blend in. Look harmless. Otherwise, they come gunning for you. If it ain't the law, it's some young buck out to make a name for himself. Let your guard down, the game's over.
Hot damn! Sheet Iron Jack sitting right there like a coiled up rattler. We are safe, aren't we, Dale?
Just act normal. And stop staring, for Christ's sake!
Maybe we ought to keep walking.
No!
Dale? Dale! Talk to me, Dale, if I done something wrong.
I'm thinking.
About what?
Man sitting on that bench over yonder. He's gonna make us rich.
How's that?
Watch and learn, my friend.
Last time you said that, this ain't gonna be like with the circus elephant, is it?
False advertising. They said he was tame, gentle as a big rabbit.
Or that turned pond water into whiskey device?
Needed more flavoring.
Or the...
Shut up! You figure on staying dirt, ragged, poor your whole miserable life? Go on, whimpering. There, on that bench sits opportunity. One fat chicken prime for plucking.
I ain't so sure. I might sit this one out. You know, watch from a distance.
That's been your problem all along. No gumption, no sense of adventure.
Dead men can't spend reward money.
Profound. You come up with that all by yourself.
We're no match for Sheet Iron Jack.
True enough, Artie. Thing is, we're not after reward money. That's chump change. I got something bigger. A whole lot bigger in mind.
Bigger?
You heard me right.
What's bigger than $1,000 reward?
It's called splitting the proceeds.
Sounds sort of like breaking the law.
Look beyond the sound of it, Artie. Picture what you and I are always talking about.
Being gunslingers?
Badass pistoleros. Legends in our own time. Women. Money. Hiding out in Mexico.
Sleeping under the stars. Saloon girls. Bust a hog leg.
Now's our big chance. Still up for it, buddy?
Oh, hell yeah!
I've studied up on the man. Sheet Iron's a loner. Besides horse thieving, he's robbed coaches, trains, held up banks. Got away every time. What if he had help? Say he had two partners.
You and me?
Yep. we befriend him. Convince him we've got indispensable skills.
What skills?
Everyone's got skills. You're born with them.
What are mine?
Later. Right now, before he gets away, we gotta make an impression.
How do we do that?
Very carefully. No sudden moves. Just take her nice and slow.
Almost sounds like you're asking me to do it.
Of course I am. It's one of those skills we're talking about. You got a way about you, Artie. People warm up to you. It's uncanny.
First time I ever heard that.
You got a real gift.
What if he don't like me? What if he pulls out a gun, blows my head off?
Listen to you. Scared as a Texas peahen. And you, artist fugger, wanting to be a gunfighter. Holy moly, this is embarrassing.
I ain't scared. Just wondering why it's me that's got to go first all the time.
All right, Artie. Fair enough. I think I got a coin here somewhere. Yeah, here we are. We'll flip for it. Heads, I win.
Can I look at it first?
Holy smokes. One could think you don't trust your own brother.
Well.
There. Take a look. Satisfied?
Just flip it. I apologize.
Sorry, artist.
Sorry? What do you mean? It come up tails.
That's right. Tails. Meaning, of course, you're the lucky one. You get to do the honors.
Huh? Since when?
Now, artist, listen up. It's important we don't get him riled. Think of him as a wild animal. Unpredictable. Savage. You gotta stay nice and calm. Go slow.
And if he goes for his gun?
You'll get a proper burial.
Oh, heck no, I ain't doing it.
Joke, artist. He won't draw. No one draws on an unarmed man.
Still ain't doing it.
Oh, jeez, here we go again. That was mean, uncalled for. I apologize.
Nope.
Look here. I saved some of those candies from the store. What color you like?
The yellow one.
Ready, Pard?
What do I say?
Well, how about this? Tell him we're running from the law.
All right.
Yeah, we busted out of prison. Leavenworth got bounty hunters on our tail.
And that's why we ain't got horses or guns and bullets.
Or spare change or anything to eat. Just say we're on the run. He'll figure out the rest.
All right.
One more thing, Artie. Let's keep it simple. He doesn't need to hear about our yellow candies, Zora.
I ain't stupid.
Okay. Give him hell, Pard.
Whoa, that's plenty close. State your business, stranger. Yes?
Well, Delford, too. We
speak up.
We want to be partners.
Say again.
Partner up. Help you with robbing banks, you know, split the proceeds.
The hell you jabbering about?
I'm talking about befriending you. Dale said we should do that.
Well, he did he? And I suppose that's Dale standing back there having you do the talking?
That's Dale, my brother. Want to talk to him?
No. Let's leave him be for now. What's your name, young man?
Artis. Artis Fugger.
And do I got this right? You and Delford have aspirations, or shall I say dreams, of becoming big-name outlaws like myself.
That's right. We want it all.
Well, let me guess. By all, you mean that folks give you a wide berth when you pass. You tie heavy bags of gold and money to your horse and ride off into the sunset. Tearful women beg you not to leave.
Yes, sirree. Knew it was true. I can't hardly wait.
Your hands. Hold them out where I can see them.
I don't have a gun.
Show me those hands.
What for?
Do it. I'm not gonna hurt you. That's it. Thank you, Artis. You can put them down now.
What's wrong with my hands?
Nothing. They're fine hands, Artis. Just wanted to confirm something.
My Aunt Rayola, she reads palms real good at it.
Hands say a lot about a person. Let me speculate, if you don't mind. Your friend over there, he put you up to this, didn't he? Don't bother answering. You can't imagine how often this happens. Usually it's some kid fresh off the farm shows up here thinking the gun's gonna bring him fame and fortune.
It's true. I know it's true.
Sure, the fame part.
And the gambling and the women part, too.
And the endless running and the hiding, the watching friends die, prison, all the bullets you hope to dodge, the fame seekers gunning for you. And don't leave out the dying young. That's a big part of it.
Stop. Don't say that.
You're no gunfighter, Artis. That's no insult, son.
I am, too. Dell and I busted out of Leavenworth. The law's after us.
Look at your hands. The calluses, the dirt under your fingernails. You're no outlaw, boy.
But...
What's your story, Artis? I know the accent. Tennessee?
You from that country?
Thereabouts.
Hot damn, we could be related.
Doubtful. Back to your story.
My kinfolk, they hail from south of Haines Ferry, Salt Creek.
Small one-horse farm.
Red clay dirt was all played out.
The last straw, was it weevils or weather? What gave you the itch to head west?
The consumption, sir. Hit us hard. I don't want to talk about it.
No need. I get it.
Can I call Dale over? He'll be mad if I don't.
Hold on. Artis.
Sir?
There's no shame in leaving that kind of misery behind. But no glory in spreading it either.
Wouldn't want to.
Which is why you don't want to follow me down this path of violence and death.
But you're good at it. People want to be like you.
I'd trade places any day. I know, it's a lot to take in. Call your brother over.
Dale?
Look at you two. Jawing away like two old gunslingers. Nice to make your acquaintance, Sheedon.
Likewise.
You're gonna find associating with Artie and me quite advantageous. Lucrative, to be more specific.
To be honest, I'm still debating. You best know what you're in for.
Oh, I got a good idea. Artie and me, well, you can't imagine all the scrapes we've been through.
You two must be real famous.
Oh, yeah. Ever hear of the Deadeye Brothers? Down El Paso way, we're household names.
El Paso? As in Texas?
As in Rio Grande. Señoritas, Comanches, general hell-raising and such. We was born, raised, and weaned on cattle rustling.
My, oh my.
Red-blooded Texans.
Dale, that Texas part, you shouldn't be saying that.
Listen to him. That's the thing about artists. Humble as the day is long.
Gosh, sure I wouldn't be letting you two down. I mean, why would the Deadeye Brothers ever want to hook up with me?
Serious? You let us down? But you're Sheet Iron. You're the best.
Sheet Iron Jack? I don't recall claiming that particular name.
Hold on. You saying you ain't Sheet Iron?
Does it matter? I could be any one of them. Billy the Kid, Jesse James, Black Bart, Sheet Iron. Except for the names, it generally turns out the same. By the way, Every one of those fellas is dead or behind bars.
Don't listen.
Hey, seeing as I couldn't change your minds, let me leave you with this. What you gonna do, Artis, when your brother takes a bullet? Or you, Del? You willing to go it alone?
Artie, let's get the heck out of here. If he don't want to work with us, that's his problem.
I wish you two the best of luck. Maybe you'll steer clear of the obituaries.
Don't listen. Keep walking, Artis. Just keep walking. That nonsense about obituaries. You know what he's doing, don't you? Why, he's been stringing us along. Trying to put the scare in us. Doesn't want the competition. Say something, Artis.
What if he's right?
Right?
Yeah, what if being outlaws gets us killed?
You didn't say that, did you? I always thought bigger of you. The artist I come west with had dreams. Big dreams. We came here to make something of ourselves. Be done with scraping by. Get respect. Never, ever did I think you'd go weak on me.
He talked like he knows us, got us figured out.
We've been fooled with. Mark my words, the man's on the downhill, getting too old for this outlawing. Addled by fear, you were right. He looks all worn out.
Maybe we're wrong about him.
Please. Let's say he is right. Means we're nothing but a couple of sod-busting yokels. Might as well head back to Tennessee, get behind the mule, marry some barefoot Susie in the next holler, pork belly for supper, 10 squirming kids and a dirt floor. That all you want from this life?
I'm not sure.
Not sure about what?
Being a gunfighter. There's other things.
Hush. It's time we head for the jailhouse. Pay the sheriff a visit. That'll change your tune. Let's see if he's interested in the whereabouts of one of Sheet Iron Jack. I believe we have some reward money coming our way.
I'd rather be looking for gold.
Pass up $1,000? You feeling okay, Artie?
He was nice to me.
I'm nice to you. You coming along?
All right.
What can I do for you fellas?
Let's start by talking reward money.
Yeah, why not? That's about all we do around here. Talk about rewards, buried treasure. Oh, and Indian princesses, too.
What if I was to tell you where Sheet Iron Jack is? Take you right to him.
Sheet Iron? You saw him? You absolutely sure about that?
Yes, sir.
We talked to him.
Let me guess. He's sitting out there on the bench without a care in the world.
See for yourself.
No, I think I'll stay put this time around.
Stay put? What are you saying, Sheriff?
Let us get old. People coming in claiming to see a wanted man out there happens pretty regular. Young men like yourselves from somewheres else, restless, desperate, looking for easy money, they're usually the ones.
I got the wanted poster right here. Look, says here, reward, $1,000.
Been paid a long time ago.
He escaped.
No, Sheet Iron's dead. Killed in an ambush 6 months ago. Bounty hunter from Texas. Heard he's gone too, killed in a poker game.
No, sir. Sheet Iron is outside.
Listen to me. Whoever you saw out there on the bench will be long gone when you step out that door. Seemingly disappeared into thin air, and I got no explanation. 4 days ago was a young tough from New Mexico territory come in claiming back Bart was out there. Made a big fuss, demanding the reward. I had to jail that boy till he cooled off.
Makes no sense.
That we can agree on.
Someone's pulling our legs, Sheriff.
Yours and mine. I don't know what to say, except it's been a real pleasure. Now, if you don't mind, I got work to attend to. Close the door on your way out.
Sheet Iron's dead?
That's what the man said.
You don't believe the sheriff?
Got no explanation, he says. Come on, Artie. Who's he take us for anyway? Notice how the sheriff kind of scooted us out of here? Got a funny feeling.
But the man on the bench.
Yeah, the man on the bench. Let's see. We got someone posing as a gunfighter. A sheriff asserting he don't exist. Top of that, an entire town turning a blind eye. Whole thing's got a hoax written all over it.
Hoax? Like when someone's playing a trick, trying to do harm?
Hoo-hoo-hoo! No one pulls the wool over the eyes of Delford T. Fugger.
Who were we talking to on the bench?
Clearly, an imposter. He was good, too.
He looked just like Sheet Iron. Dale, you believe in ghosts?
Of course not. Hold on. I believe you hit on it, Artie. Man pretending to be the ghost of an outlaw. Makes predictions and such, befuddles guys like you and me. Still, I want to know why.
What if it isn't a hoax? What if...
Artis, come on now. Hear what you're saying. Keep it up and folks will think you're a few nickels short. Trust me, it's a hoax. A good one too, but you and me, Artis, we didn't fall for it.
All right. Delford?
Yeah, Artie?
I'm not sure I'm cut out for outlawing.
You always were a softie.
Sorry if I'm a disappointment.
I am disappointed, Artis. Deeply. But you're still my brother. My compadre. That ain't changed. We'll find something else. We always do.
Thank you, Delford.
What are you thanking me for?
For sticking with me. You could have left me back in Tennessee.
Come on now, Artie. Someone's got to keep you out of trouble. Besides, I still got a few ideas up my sleeve. Sooner or later, we'll cash in. Hit it big.
What ideas?
See that big mountain to the north?
Mount Shasta?
Yeah. The big volcano. Well, they talk of a tribe of little folk running amok inside it. Lemurians, they call them. Supposed to have magical powers? Can you imagine the possibilities if we was to collar one of them?
All right.
Tonight's cast includes Blake Fisher as Delford Fugger, Keith Rose as Artis Fugger, John Welch as the gunfighter, and Bob Christensen as the sheriff. Thanks to Lily Dubois, who provided technical support, and John Welch, who directed our show. If you are a writer who would like to submit a script for consideration, please email the script to scratchedup@kkrn.org. If you would like to help keep KKRN and Scratched Up Radio Theater on the air, you can go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button, or you can mail a check to KKRN, Post Office Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. If you would like to volunteer at the station or perhaps have your own show, please call the station at 530-337-1101. Good night, and thank you for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater on KKRN 88.5 FM.